recite the Buddha in two ways. We are not going to recite the whole Buddha. We'll recite a little bit of the Buddha. One is the way that it's from Central Asia. There are many different ways of reciting the Buddha. There is a subcontinent way. There is a Southeast Asia way. There is Middle Eastern way. There is Central Asia ways. There is North Africa way. So we recite it today in two ways, Central Asia and Middle East. The Central Asia is, they used to, when they go to fight the enemy, if there is an invader to their country, they used to recite the Buddha in such a way like a march. It's very heavy drumming and quick recitation. The Central Asian, because in Central Asia, they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and spirituality was coming from there, and knowledge was coming from Central Asia. Imam al-Bukhari is from there. Imam al-Tirmizi is from there. Many imams, they were from Central Asia. So they will recite the way of Central Asian recitation, and then they will recite the Middle Eastern recitation. And we go through some of other qasidas of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praisings, and then inshallah we end our site, and then the musha'ara will come, and we will hear what the musha'ara in Urdu. We don't understand, but we will try to listen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.